people who live in different parts of the country have different habits in paying their bills, and that's reflected in the credit scores that businesses consult before deciding whether to loan you money. Collectively, residents of Texas have the worst credit ratings in the country. People in New England do better. That's all according to one of the major credit bureaus, Experian. To learn more, we've brought in Beth Kobliner. She is the author of Get a Financial Life, and she's in our New York bureau. Good morning.
Good morning.
Some people will be familiar and some may not be as familiar with these credit ratings. What are we talking about here?
Well, basically, a credit score is a number assigned to you that indicates how good you are at managing credit. It's sort of like the SATs for your financial life. And credit bureaus are those agencies out there that keep reports on your credit history, and then they use mathematical formulas to figure out your credit score.
So now, when Experian broke it down by state, the credit ratings by state, Texans turned out to be the worst. If you took a random group of people from Dallas, how would they compare to people in other parts of the country?
The average household in Dallas has one account that's late by a month or more. You know, statistically, four households in Dallas have five accounts that are late. Whereas you compare that to the best city that they found, Minneapolis, if you looked at four households, they would have two accounts that are late.
Not to pick on Texas, but what are they doing?
The main reason that Texas is on the bottom of the list is that they're not able to pay for what they're charging, and they're late in their payments, and that's really the key factor that makes up your credit score.
They're just a little more relaxed about getting the bills in on time.
A little more laid back. You know, maybe it has something to do with it's a younger population, more transient. You know, there are a variety of factors that go into it. But if you look at Minnesota, North Dakota, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, those areas do a lot better.
Now, people all over the country, of course, have these credit ratings, might not even know them. And there are horror stories about people who get inaccurate credit ratings and have terrible trouble fixing them.
Well, that's one of the key things that you want to do is the Public Research Institute came out with a report showing that 80% of credit reports had mistakes of the ones that they looked at. And one in four of those credit reports had errors that were really serious stuff. So that's why it's really essential. There are three credit reporting agencies, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. And you want to check them. And unfortunately, you have to check all of them to make sure they all have accurate information.
Can even a subtle difference in your credit rating affect the interest rate that you'll pay on your car, your home?
A very small difference in your credit score can make a big difference in how much you pay. Say you had the average score, according to Experian, it's 677. You might get a mortgage of about 6%. But if your score is just a few points less, then you might get a mortgage of 7% or maybe even a little higher. And that could mean $50,000 over a 30-year mortgage. Making sure you get the best score you can is really important.
I want to walk through what consumers can do to make sure that their credit rating is accurate. The first step is what? Just contact the companies?
Well, you want to contact the three companies. Also, there's this one website called myfico.com where you can order all your credit scores at once. But you want to get your credit score, see what it is, make sure your credit report is accurate. And new federal rules that are rolling out across the country will allow everyone to get a free credit report from all three of the agencies each year. Now, one thing about the new federal rules, although they're allowing people to get a copy of their credit report, you won't be able to get a free copy of your credit score. So you'll have to pay for that.
Beth Kobliner is the author of Get a Financial Life. Thanks very much.
Thank you.